بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد We begin the sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam insofar as sleeping is concerned. The significance of sleeping with wudu. Our mother Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intended to sleep, he would first perform wudu. Instruction to perform wudu before sleeping. Sayyiduna Bara ibn Azib radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform wudu before going to bed in the same manner in which you perform wudu before offering salah. Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always slept in a state of wudu and directed others to do so as well. Hafid ibn Hajar rahmatullah alayhi has written that it is a sunnah to sleep with wudu. However, there is no need to perform a fresh wudu if wudu performed for Isha Salah is still valid. Reward of a martyr for sleeping with wudu. Sayyiduna Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the person who sleeps in a state of wudu and passes away during the course of the night will be a shaheed, that is, he will attain the reward of a martyr. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilaykum.